Well, it's good to see everyone here again this afternoon.
今天下午能够再看到大家，很高兴。
And we're going to continue now with our study of the attributes of God.
我们继续来查考神的属性。
And we're still working on the omniscience of God.
我们还在考察神的无所不知。
This will be the ninth sermon on the omniscience of God.
这是第九篇道论到神的无所不知。
And I'm hoping we can finish everything in about 12 sermons.
盼望用十二篇道讲完这一切。
And you may think, well, I've never heard 12 sermons on the omniscience of God.
你也许说，我从来没有听过十二篇道都在讲神的无所不知。
But here's what you need to understand.
但你需要明白的是，
we haven't even begun to teach on the omniscience of God.
我们不过仅仅开了个头而已。
We could spend several years teaching just on this one thing.
我们花可以花几年时间，仅仅就讲这个主题。
Because the knowledge of God, just the more you study, the more there is.
因为神的知识，你越学习就发现是个无底坑呐。
His glory is infinite.
他的荣耀是无限的。
And that is why it's a waste of time to come into the church to study other things.
所以你到教会学习任何其他东西都是浪费时间。
The main reason for which we gather,
我们聚在这里的主要原因
is to know God,
是来认识神
to know His works,
认识他的作为
and to know His will,
也明白他的旨意。
Church, if it is truly going to be biblical,
如果一个教会要完全合乎圣经的话，
it must be Christocentric,
必须是以基督为中心，
or theocentric, it must be centered around God,
必须以神为核心，
and not around man,
而不是人本的。
The best thing that I can do for men,
我为人所能做的最最重要的一件事
is teach them about God,
是教导他们关乎神的事儿。
From the scriptures,
从圣经来教导。
Now,
好
we've looked at a lot of truths about the omniscience of God.
我们已经看了很多关乎神的无所不知的真理。
And now we're going to look at what it means for the Christian.
好，现在我们来看这个跟基督徒有什么关系呢？
What it means for those who have been truly reconciled to God through faith in Christ.
那些凭着信心与神和好的基督徒，神的无所不知对他们有什么意义呢？
Now, before we get started, it's very important that you understand what I mean by Christian.
在我们开始之前呢，何谓基督徒？我们先要明白是什么意思。
I don't mean someone who just professes to be a Christian.
我所谓基督徒不是说嘴巴说是基督徒就是了。
Because there are many who profess to be Christian who are not.
因为很多人自称是基督徒其实不是。
I don't mean someone who just goes to church.
我的意思也不是说去教会的人就是基督徒。
I don't mean someone who's just been baptized.
也不是仅仅受了洗就是基督徒。
I don't mean someone who has prayed a prayer and asked Jesus into their heart.
也不是做个觉知祷告，邀请耶稣到他们心中就是基督徒。
Because many people have done that and they're not Christian.
因为很多人都这么做了，其实还没有入门。
When I say Christian,
当我说基督徒，
I'm talking about those who have repented of their sins and believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我所讲论是那些已经从最终悔改信靠了耶稣基督福音的人。
And the evidence they have truly repented and believed,
而也结出果子来证明他们真正悔改而且信靠基督，
is that they continue repenting and believing.
他们的证据就是他们不断的在悔改，而且继续的在相信。
And they continue growing in conformity to Christ.
而且继续不断的效法耶稣基督的模样，不断在成长。
In other words, in the words of Jesus, there is fruit in their lives.
换言之，正如主耶稣说的，他们正在结出果子来。
So what does the omniscience of God mean for the Christian?
所以神的无所不知对基督徒有什么意义呢？
Well, first of all, let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter 16.
首先我们看哥林多的后书是 Corinthians.
2 Chronicles.
Oh,
sorry.
对不起。历代志下第二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9.
历代志下第十六章，十六章的第九节。
says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on, you will surely have wars."
这里说了, 耶和华的眼目遍察全地, 要显大能帮助, 向他心存诚实的人, 你这事行的愚昧, 此后,
What's going on here?
这里在讲什么呢?
Well, first of all, it's God speaking to King Asa.
首先呢, 这是神在向亚萨王说话,
because he had done something very, very foolish.
因为他做了一件非常愚昧的事儿。
He was in danger of being attacked by armies.
他正在四面受到包围, 受到军, 别人的攻击。
But instead of trusting in God, he trusted in the king of Syria.
但是他却不信靠神, 他反而信靠, 亚述的军队。
Instead of looking to God and asking God for help,
他不来求告神的帮助。
He went immediately to the king of Syria.
他立刻跑去求亚述王来帮他,
and trusted in him instead.
来信靠亚述王而不信靠神了。
Now look at verse 8.
再看第八节,
God said to him,
神对他说,
"Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim an immense army with very many chariots and horsemen?"
古时人路比人的军队不是甚大吗? 战车马兵不是极多吗?
Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hands.
只因你仰赖耶和华, 他便将他们交在你手里。
And what God is saying to King Asa is the following.
好, 神在向亚萨王说什么呢?
Asa, whenever you trusted in me, did I any time fail you?
亚萨, 从前你信靠我的时候, 我有没有一次叫你失望的呢?
And the answer, of course, was no.
答案是当然没有咯。
God could have also said this to Asa.
神也可以这样对亚萨说,
"Look back into the history of the people of Israel, Asa."
你看看亚萨, 看看以色列过去从前的历史吧。
Was there ever a time when anyone trusted in me that I failed them?
曾经有人信靠我而失望的吗? 有没有?
And Asa would have had to have said, "No."
亚萨必须回答, 没有, 没有。
Then Asa, why do you not trust in me now?
那亚萨为什么你现在不信靠我?
Now look what the Lord says in verse 9.
你看第九节, 主说什么?
Now, he's using language that refers more to a man.
这里要, 他在用是拟人化的言语。
Because in his omniscience, God does not have to look around.
因为在神的无所不知当中, 他没有必要看到处看看, 没必要, 对不对?
Because as we learned yesterday, he already knows everything.
正如我们昨天所学的, 神已经是无所不知了。
He knows it exhaustively.
他什么都知道, 详详细细的,
immediately.
而且立刻知道,
and without effort.
而且不用费劲儿就可以知道。
But he says this,
但他说,
"The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his."
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
God is saying here, "Asa, I look all around the world."
神在对亚萨说, 你看, 我遍察全地,
to show my power,
要彰显我的大能,
by supporting those whose hearts belong to me.
我要显大能帮助那些他们的心是向着我的人,
to do great things through those whose heart belongs to me.
我要为那些心 完全归我的人, 我要为他们彰显大能。
Now how do we apply that to us?
好, 我们怎么样用这段经文 应用在我们自己身上?
Maybe you're sitting there saying, "I want God to use me."
也许你坐在那里说, 我盼望神能够使用我。
Or I want God to use my church.
或者神使用我们的教会。
I want my life to matter.
我盼望我的生命能够有分量。
But maybe God doesn't know it.
也许神不知道哎,
maybe he doesn't see me.
也许他没有看见我,
maybe he doesn't see my church.
也许他没有看到我的教会,
because he's not using me.
因为他没有用我,
and he's not using my church.
他也没有用我的教会。
No, he sees.
不, 他看见你,
he knows.
他知道你,
that's not the problem.
这个不成问题。
The problem is this.
问题是,
does your heart belong to him.
你的心是否向他心存诚实？
He said, I'm always looking.
他说我总是在
见他。To strongly support.
我要显大能。
Those whose hearts are completely his.
我要帮助那些心存诚实的人，心向着他。
You say, well, my heart is completely his.
你说我的心是完全属神的。
How do you prove that?
你怎么证明？
How do you know that your heart is really His?
你怎么证明你的心是完全归属他的？
Well, the answer is found here.
答案就在这儿。
He knew that Asa's heart was no longer His.
他知道亚撒的心不完全向着他。
Why?
为什么？
Because Asa trusted in the arm of the flesh rather than trusting in the power of God.
因为亚撒信靠人的膀臂，而不信靠神的大能。
And that's the way many people are today.
很多人今天也是如此。
Even in the ministry.
就算在服事组的人当中也是。
Even as pastors.
就算牧师也都讲。
Entire churches.
整个教会也是。
If you're truly trusting in God.
如果你真正在信靠神。
Then there will be three things in your life.
那么你生命中会彰显三件事。
Three things.
三件。
Number one.
第一。
You will not trust in your own wisdom.
你不会信靠自己的智慧。
You will not.
不会的。
You will not do what is right in your own eyes.
你不会照着自己的意思去行的。
And yet many people who preach today,
但今天很多传道人啊,
they're not preaching the scriptures.
他们不传讲圣经。
They're telling stories.
他们讲故事。
They're being eloquent.
他们口才很好，很流利。
They tell jokes.
讲笑话。
Try to get the people to like them.
叫别人喜欢他们。
They tell stories about their life.
他们讲自己的生活见证。
Or they go somewhere and they learn a new strategy on how to make a church big.
或者他们去学一些什么教会增长的策略。
And they promote that strategy in their church.
然后在教会里头提倡这些教会增长原则策略。
They're trusting in the arm of the flesh.
他们在信靠人的膀臂。
They're trusting in their own wisdom.
他们在信靠自己的智慧聪明。
When a person has problems in their life,
当一个人面临生活的难题的时候，
and instead of going to the Word of God to see what God commands,
他们不去查考神的话语，看神的话语是怎么吩咐的。
They follow the opinions of men.
相反的，他们跑反而去听人的意见。
Or they do what's right in their own eyes.
或者凭自己的意思去行。
Or when a couple's having trouble in their marriage.
或者有一对夫妻婚姻出了问题了。
Or with their children.
或者儿女出了毛病。
Instead of going to the scriptures to do what God commands.
他们不去查考圣经，看神的话语怎么讲的。
They trust in their own wisdom.
他们反而信靠自己的聪明智慧。
Do you see?
你看到吗？
If the proclamation of the word of God is not center in your church,
如果你教会里头传讲神的话语不是核心的话，
your heart is not completely His.
你的心就不是完全归属他的，向他存诚实的。
If you are a preacher who just loves to tell stories and makes people laugh,
如果你是个传道人，你只喜欢讲见证、讲故事，叫老百姓他们听了哈哈大笑而已，
and make them feel good about themselves,
让他们觉得听了很开心、很舒服的话。
Your heart is not completely His.
你的心就不是向他存诚实的。
If you like going to a church where the word of God is not being proclaimed faithfully verse by verse,
如果你到个教会不是按着卷一节一节的按着正义分解真理的道的话，
your heart is not His.
你的心就不存诚实了。
And if
如果
the word of God is not center in your personal life,
神的话语不是你生命自己个人生命的核心的话，
so that you're reading it,
你不读它的话，
studying it,
你不好好研究圣经，
memorizing it,
记背圣经的话，背诵的话，
seeking to obey it,
而且寻求要顺服它的话，
your heart is not completely His.
那么你的心就不完全归属它了。
Asa's heart did not belong to God.
亚撒的心不完全向神存诚实。
Because he trusted in his own wisdom.
因为他信靠自己的聪明啊。
But if our heart belongs to God,
但我们心若完全向着神，
we won't trust in our own wisdom.
我们不会信靠自己的聪明。
We won't do what's right in our own eyes.
我们不会凭己意而行。
We won't follow church tradition just because it's a tradition.
我们不会按照教会传统，仅仅就是盲目的随从传统而行。
We will be men and women of the word.
我们会成为 尊重神话语的人。
Knowing the word，
认识神的话。
Obeying the word，
顺服神的话。
Even when it hurts，
就算我要受亏损，我照样顺服。
Thirdly，
第三。
If our heart truly belongs to Him，
如果我们的心向他存诚实的话，
We will be a people of prayer，
我们会成为一群祷告的百姓。
We will pray individually，
我们会个人好好祷告。
We will pray corporately，
我们也会大家一起祷告。
So many churches are built today just around fellowship，
今天很多教会啊，都是建立在团契的基础上。
But when you look at their fellowship， it's not fellowship，
但是你看看他们的团契，其实不是真正的主里的交通。
It's just a bunch of people gathered together talking about worldly things inside a church building，
不过是一大群人聚在一块，在教会里头谈论世界的事情。
Eating and talking about worldly things，
吃东西然后讲世界的事情。
If I was not a Christian，
如果我不是基督徒，
and I was looking for a definition of Christian fellowship，
我在寻找基督徒的交通的定义的话，
and I walked into most churches，
我进到大多数教会里，
what would I learn？
我会学到什么东西啊？
Christian fellowship means this，
基督徒的交通的意思是
go to a church building，
到一个教堂里，
eat a lot of food，
吃很多，
and talk about all kinds of things except Jesus，
然后天南地北什么都谈到了，就不谈耶稣，
and then call it fellowship，
然后我们称之为交通团契。
You see，
看到吗？
But those whose heart truly belong to God，
但是那些心真正向神存实的话，
they know that advancing the kingdom is an impossible work，
他们知道发展神的国度是一个人办不到的事。
Winning this spiritual warfare is an impossible work，
打赢这一场属灵的征战是靠自己办不到的。
We cannot trust in the arm of the flesh，
我们不能信赖人的血肉。
We cannot trust in what's right in our own eyes，
我们也不能够信赖自以为是的人的聪明。
We must know and live the word of God，
我们必须认识神的话，而且施行神的话。
And we must seek God in prayer，
我们必须借着祷告寻求神的面。
Shouldn't we take comfort in this？
我们难道不应该因此欢喜而得到安慰吗？
I'm not very smart，
我不很聪明啊。
But I can read the Bible，
但我可以读圣经啊，至少可以读圣经。
I'm not very smart，
我不是最聪明的人。
But I can pray，
但是我可以祷告啊。
I'm not very smart，
我不很聪明。
But I can realize I'm weak，
但我可以意识到我的软弱。
Everything that is required so that God might mightily work in me， I have。
我凡是神需要的条件，软弱我不行，都好叫神能够在我身上显大能的条件我都有。
I'm not smart，
我不聪明。
I'm not strong，
我不强壮。
I can't do anything，
我不能做啥事。
But I've got His word，
但我有神的话。
I can call out to Him，
我可以向他祷告呼求。
And I can believe and obey，
我可以信而顺服。
Anyone can do that，
任何人都可以办得到。
That's why many times，
所以往往
God strongly supports the weakest among us，
神在我们当中显大能在最软弱的人身上。
Those who realize I have no wisdom，
那些认识到自己我没有智慧的人。
What does God command me？
神怎么吩咐他的？
I have no strength，
我没有能力啊，主。
God， I need your power，
主，我需要你的能力。
You see？
看到吗？
So God's eyes are always moving back and forth，
所以神的眼目总是遍插全地。
And if you will stop trusting in yourself，
只要你停止信赖自己，
and begin to renew your mind in the word of God，
开始借着神的道来更新你的心意。
And call out to God，
呼求他，祷告他。
And do what you do in His wisdom and strength，
照着他的能力他的智慧来行事。
Then He will strongly support you to carry out His will，
他就会在你身上显大能来实行他的旨意。
That's a great comfort，
这真是一大安慰啊。
Now let's look at another comfort，
好，我们再看另外一个安慰。
Matthew，
马太
chapter 6，
第六章，另外一大安慰。
In verse 7, Jesus says, "And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him."
7-8节，你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效仿他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
In this verse,
在这节经文里头,
in these verses,
这两节经文啊,
he's contrasting the prayers of pagans with the prayers of his people.
他在比较外邦人的祷告和他百姓的祷告什么不同。
And let's look at the prayers of the pagan.
我们看这外邦人怎么祷告的。
Basically, he is praying according to the wrong ideas he has about God.
他是根据他对神的错误的认识在祷告。
And usually in the pagan religion, he's praying to some god that's made of stone.
通常在这些迷信的外邦宗教当中，他们在向一个石头造的假神，一个偶像祷告。
That has no eyes and cannot see.
那他们有眼看不见。
That has no ears and cannot hear.
有耳朵听不见的。
That has no mouth and cannot speak.
没有真正的嘴巴，不能够说话的。
That is so weak that if he's going to move, somebody has to carry him.
所以这些偶像是如此软弱，如果他要动的话，人家必须背着他动。
And also, they have a wrong idea about how God responds.
而且他们对神如何回应也有个错误的理解。
Whenever men do not obey the Bible,
当人不顺服圣经的时候，
whenever they invent their own religion,
当人发明自己的宗教信仰的时候，
it will always be a religion of works,
总会导致一个靠行为称义的宗教。
In order to be saved, I must work.
要得救，我必须要努力，要行善，要做好事。
In order for God to answer my prayers, I must work.
神要听我祷告的话，我要付代价，我要努力。
They also usually have the idea that somehow they can manipulate their God.
而且他们还有一种错误的理解，他们可以操纵他们的神。
If I say enough prayers, enough time, he will have to do what I want.
如果我重复很多次，我付代价祷告，神就必须听我的了。
And Jesus says, don't pray like that.
耶稣说不要这样祷告。
Don't think like that.
不要这样思想。
Because he says, "My Father is the true and living God."
他说，我的父才是那真正的活神。
And he knows everything.
他无所不知，不知。
Even before you ask him,
你还没有求之前，
he knows your need.
他就已经知道你的需要了。
He knows it better than you do.
他比你更明白你的需要。
And that's a good thing.
是真是一件好事儿。
I have a son named Evan.
我有个儿子叫做 Evan.
And he doesn't always know what he needs.
他不总明白自己所需要的是什么。
Evan, what do you need for breakfast?
Evan, 你早餐你想吃什么？你需要什么？
Donuts.
他说要吃那个圈圈包。Donuts.
Donuts.
圈圈包。
Now that's what he thinks he needs.
他以为他需要的。
And that's what he asked me for.
他也向我求。
But I'm his father.
但我是他的爸爸。
I don't give him donuts every day.
我不是每天都给他圈圈包吃。
Why?
为什么？
I know better.
我知道他需要什么。
I know what he needs.
我比他更知道他的需要。
He needs milk.
他需要牛奶。
And eggs.
还有鸡蛋。
And toast.
还有烘面包。烤面包。
He needs good things.
他需要好东西吃。
And it's the same way with our praying.
我们的祷告也是如此。
You see, let me share with you some things about prayer.
让我跟你分享一些关乎祷告的事。
Do you know where prayer starts?
你知道祷告从哪里开始？
It starts with renewing your mind in the scriptures.
借着圣经来更新你的心意开始。
If you are not renewing your mind by studying the scriptures,
如果你不借着查考圣经来更新你的心意的话，
you will not think like God.
你就不会随着神的思想来想。
You will think like a carnal person.
你就会像个属肉体人一样的思考问题。
You will think wrong.
你就会想错。
So almost every one of your prayers will be wrong.
所以几乎你每一个祷告都会祷告错。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
A man's having trouble with his divorce, with his marriage.
一个人在婚姻里头出了问题。
And so he prays.
所以他祷告。
Lord, take my wife away from me.
主啊，把我老婆带走吧。
Free me from this woman.
让我从这个女人得释放吧。
Is God going to answer his prayer?
神会听这样的祷告吗？
No.
不。
But then what happens?
然后发生什么事儿？
He starts reading the word.
他开始读圣经了。
And he realizes that God has given him this wife.
他明白了，哦，原来是神赐给他这样的妻子。
And that even her difficulties are a part of God's plan.
就算他所遇到的婚姻的难处，也是神的计划的一部分。
That he would use the problems of his wife to conform him to the image of Christ.
神会使用他跟他妻子之间的矛盾，使他更效法基督的模样。
And to teach him to love unconditionally.
也要教导他无条件的爱人如己。
And so as he's studying the word,
所以当他查考圣经的时候，
and his mind is being more conformed to the will of God.
他的心意更新了，就越来越效法神的话语了。
Then his prayers start becoming more in agreement with the will of God.
那么他的祷告也会越来越顺着神的旨意而祷告。
And so he prays like this.
所以他就这么祷告了。
Lord,
主啊，
make me like Jesus.
求你让我越来越像耶稣。
Teach me to love her.
教导我爱我的妻子。
Help me to obey you.
帮助我顺服你。
To be faithful to her.
好叫我对她忠心。
Like you're faithful to the church.
正如你对教会忠心一样。
Help me, Lord.
主啊，帮助我。
And does God answer his prayer?
神会听这样的祷告吗？
Yes.
是的，会的。
He begins to give him grace.
神就开始赐给他恩典。
And to teach him to love as Jesus loved.
教导他爱妻子如同基督爱教会。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
A businessman.
一个做生意的人。
He becomes a Christian.
他成了个基督徒了。
But he's immature.
但他还很幼稚。
He's not renewing his mind in the word of God.
他没有借着神的话语心意更新而变化。
And he says, Lord.
他祷告说，主啊。
Make me rich.
让我发财吧。
So I can buy a fancy car.
我发了财我就买一部好车。
And all the people will think I'm great.
所有的人看到我开好车就会认为我很了不起。
Sounds like a lot of people who go to church, doesn't it?
就像很多人来教会的人。
Sounds like a lot of preachers, doesn't it?
甚至像很多传道人也是这个德行，是吧？
But then they start studying the scriptures.
然后他们开始考察圣经。
And their mind becomes more and more conformed to the image of God.
他们的心意越来越更新，像神的样子。
They begin to think like God thinks.
他们就开始照着神的思想来思想了。
And their prayers begin to change.
他们的祷告就开始改变了。
Lord,
主啊，
you have made me a businessman.
你让我做一个生意人。
But my greatest hope is that you would make me like Jesus.
我最大的盼望是你让我更来越来越像耶稣。
Help me to glorify you by always having integrity.
帮助我在凡事上都诚诚实实来荣耀你。
And Lord, if it is necessary, take everything away from me.
主，如果必要的话，你可以把一切都拿走。
But also, Lord,
但是主啊，
if it is your will,
若是你的旨意，
strengthen me.
也求你加我力量。
Give me wisdom.
赐我智慧。
And Lord, even prosper me.
甚至让我成功。
So that I could use my profits.
好，我好使用你给我的这赚来的钱。
To help advance the gospel.
来帮助你的国度发展。
And to leave something here on this earth when I die that's permanent.
所以当我死的时候，我可以留下一些有永恒价值的事情在这个地上。
Lord, help me to have reward in heaven.
主啊，帮助我在天上能够得到赏赐。
By wisely handling all that you've given me.
借着我做好管家，好好的使用你给我的这一切。
And does God answer that prayer?
神会听这样的祷告吗？
God answers that prayer.
会的。
Do you see?
看到吗？
But even as we're renewing our mind in the Word,
当我们正在借着神的话语心意更新变化的时候，
even though we're growing in maturity,
当我们在生命中不断成长老练的时候，
we still don't know everything.
我们还是 不是什么都懂。
And we can desire things that are really not good for us.
我们可能会想要得到一些对我们没好处的东西。
And we can ask for things that actually contradict God's plan.
我们可以求一些违背神旨意的东西，神的计划的东西。
But this is our great comfort.
但是我们还是有很大的安慰。
Our Father in heaven knows what we need before we even ask Him.
我们的安慰就是我们的天父在我们还没有求之前早就知道我们所需要的。
This truth strengthens us.
这使我们得力量。
Because sometimes you may be sitting there.
因为有时候你坐在那。
And no one understands your problem.
没有人明白你所面临的问题。
You're hurting.
你正在受伤。
You're alone.
你好孤单。
You're scared.
你害怕。
And you ask yourself, does God know?
你问神，你问你自己，主，你知道吗？我的难处。
I'll tell you what the devil will tell you.
我告诉你啊，撒旦会告诉你什么？
He doesn't know.
上帝不知道。
He's left you.
他已经离开你了。
He doesn't care.
他才不关心你呢。
And you've got to make a decision.
你自己要好好做个决定。
To whom are you going to listen?
到底你要听谁的？
To the devil?
你要听撒旦的话呢？
To your own heart?
还是你自己的心里所说的话呢？
Or to what God says about himself.
还是神所说的关乎他自己的话。
Remember what I said last night.
记得我们昨天晚上说的。
One of the most comforting things for me to do in the time of trials.
当我遇到难处，我得的最大的安慰是做什么事呢？
Is to get up in the middle of the night.
是三更半夜起床。
Get down on my knees.
跪下来。
Just look up to heaven.
仰望天上的星星。
And say, "You know, Lord, you know."
你知道，你知道。
You know everything I'm going through.
你知道我所经历的一切。
You know all my errors.
你知道我犯的错误。
All my sin.
我的罪恶。
All my limitations.
我的有限。
You know.
你都知道。
Nothing's hidden from you.
没有任何事情是向你隐藏的。
Do what you must do, O Lord.
哦主啊，做你所要做的事吧。
To save me.
来拯救我。
To help me.
帮助我。
He knows.
他知道。
And that is a great comfort for the believer.
这是对信徒而言，这是一大安慰。
Now let's close by looking at Matthew 10.
哦，我们再看马太福音第十章。
Verse 29.
二十九节。
Now let's before we look at this passage.
我们看这段经文之前了。
Well, let's read the passage first.
我们先读吧，先读。
Verse 29.
二九节。
Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。就是你的头发也被数过了，所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还要贵重。
Now, why does he say this?
为什么耶稣说这些话？
Because of what Paul.Told Timothy,
因为保罗告诉提摩太说
"All who truly seek to live a godly life will be persecuted."
凡在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
If you truly are a Christian,
如果你真是个基督徒的话
，and you truly are living a godly life,
你真正在敬虔度日的话
，you will not escape.Persecution.
你不可能逃避逼迫的。
Now that does not mean that you will be hunted down and killed.
这不是说你会被人追赶然后被杀掉，不是这个意思啊。
But it does mean this.
但是乃是
you will have opposition from the world.
乃是说你一定会从世界受到一些反对、敌挡。
Maybe from other people on your job.
也许你工作上的同事会反对你。
Maybe from your boss.
也许你的老板。
Maybe at school.
也许在学校。
Maybe from your family.
也许你的家人会反对你。
And if things keep going the way they're going, we'll probably be in trouble and be persecuted by the law.
如果现在这个情况继续每况愈下的话，我们可能会被国家的律法逼迫。
Because even in these last 2 days.
甚至过去两天来。
I've said enough things about sin publicly.
我在公开讲了那么多有关罪的事。
To get me in trouble.
我可能就会碰到麻烦了。
in my country.
在我自己的国家。
Because I've spoken against unrighteousness.
因为我反对那些不义的事。
Look what he says about the true disciple.
你看到他怎么论到这些真信徒的。
Verse 24. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。
It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher and the slave like his master.
学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样也就罢了。
Let me ask you a question.
请问一个问题啊。
What is your goal?
你的目标，人生目标是什么？
What's your goal in life?
你生命的目标。
Now be honest.
你要诚实地说，你的志向是什么？
Is it have a great job?
是不是找到一份好工作？
Great education.
很高的教育。
People respect you.
好叫别人都尊重你。
Money.
金钱。
Nice house.
买大房子。
Easy life.
生活平平安安，顺顺利利。
Now, none of those things are necessarily bad in themselves.
那些事本身不是坏事啊。
But is that your goal?
但这是你人生的志向、抱负、目标吗？
What did Jesus say your goal should be?
耶稣说你应该追求的目标是什么？
The disciple is to be like his teacher and the slave like his master.
学生要像他先生一样，仆人要像他主人一样。
Our great goal should be to be like Jesus Christ.
我们那真正的人生的抱负应该是效法耶稣，
to have his character,
有他的品格，
to have his virtue,
有他的美德，
to be like him,
要效法他，像他。
But what will that include?
但这个会包含着什么， 意味着什么呢？
He says, if they have called the head of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign the members of his household?
24节末了，人既骂家主是别西卜，何况是他的家人呢？
Have you ever heard people say this?
你有没有听过人那么说？
If we Christians would just act like Jesus, the world would be converted.
只要我们基督徒，我们行得像耶稣一样，全世界都会信主了。
No, if we were like Jesus,
不可能，如果我们效法基督的话，
the world would call us devils.
这世界会称我们是魔鬼，鬼王。
Would crucify us.
会把我们钉十字架。
And kill us.
会把我们除掉。
Just like they did Jesus.
正如他们对待耶稣一样。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
And why did they do that to Jesus?
为什么他们会这样对待耶稣呢？
Was it because he healed them?
是不是因为主耶稣医治了他们？
Was it because he gave them food?
是不是因为主耶稣给他们喂饱无饼二鱼喂饱他们？
No.
不是的。
It was because he told them the truth about them.
乃是因为主耶稣把他们的真相告诉他们。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
So if you're in a church where all you're doing is trying to help people,
如果你在一个教会里头，你成天就是要帮助别人，整天就帮人帮人。And serve
people,
服侍人。
But never tell them the truth,
却从来不把真理告诉他们的话。You're
not a church.
那其实不是教会。You're
a charity organization.
你不过是一个慈善机构。
The primary responsibility of the church is to tell a fallen, wicked society that it is wrong and it needs to be saved.
告诉一个堕落、一个邪恶的社会，他们做错事了，他们需要得救，需要悔改。
And that's why the world will hate us.
所以世界才会恨我们。
When everybody in the United States is saying, this is good, this is right.
当所有的美国人都说，哎，这个是好的，这个是对的。
And the Christian stands up and says,
基督徒却站起来说,
No, it's evil.
不，你们错了，这是邪恶的。
It's sin.
这是犯罪。
God hates it.
神恨恶这些事。
And he's going to judge it.
他会审判这些事。
Repent and believe the gospel.
你们要悔改，信靠福音。
That's why the church is called the pillar and support of the truth.
所以圣经说，教会是真理的柱石与根基。
Now, let me say this.
好，让我说。
I have a friend who's is working in Indonesia.
我有个朋友在印度尼西亚工作。
And it's a very Muslim country.
那是一个回教徒很多的国家。
And he moved into a neighborhood.
他搬到一个社区。
And he noticed that, you know, everyone's Muslim.
他注意到四周围的邻舍都是穆斯林。
But, But they were all talking about this missionary who had lived there for 20 years, a Christian missionary.
但这些回教徒都在讲论呢，二十有一个基督徒，一个传教士在那住了二十年。
And all the people would talk about how wonderful he was.
所有的老百姓都说这个传教士真好啊。
How loving he was.
哎呦，好有爱心哦。
He would do anything for you.
哎呦，他为你啥都干。
He would help you at any time.
任何时间他都会舍命陪君子。
So my friend began to ask the people about him.
是我的朋友就开始去问这些回教徒关乎这个宣教士。
He really did do all those things.
的确，他做了很多好事。
And the people loved him.
老百姓都爱他。
But he never told one single person about the cross of Jesus Christ.
但他从来没有告诉任何人耶稣基督的十字架。
He never said.
他从来没有说。
Your Muslim faith is wrong.
你们回教徒的信仰错了，从来没有。
He never said Allah is not God.
他从来没有说阿拉不是真神。
He never said Jesus is the only way.
他从来没有说唯独基督，除他以外别无拯救。
He never told them Jesus was God in the flesh.
他从来没有告诉他们基督是神的儿子，道成肉身。
He never told them Jesus was crucified for the sins of man.
他从来没有告诉他们耶稣为世人的罪钉死在十字架上。
He never told them to repent and believe the gospel.
他从来没有告诉他们要悔改，而且要信福音。
That's why they loved him.
所以老百姓都爱他。
Because if he had done those things,
因为他如果那么做的话，
they would have probably killed him.
他们可能早就把他杀了。
Now just look at yourself.
你看看你自己吧。
The gospel is not just going around and being nice to people.
你知道，传福音不是到处做好事、行善而已。
And a gospel church, a true church of Jesus Christ, is not a church that just exists to be friendly.
一个福音派的教会，一个传福音的教会，不仅仅是存在在那儿，跟大家都很友好而已。
But it is to speak the truth in love.
乃是要用爱心说诚实话的教会。
And when that happens,
当我们这么做的时候，
this is going to happen.
哎，这些事儿就发生了。
If they called the head of the house, our Lord Jesus, a devil, how much more will they malign us?
人既骂家主，就我们主耶稣基督是别喜别之鬼王，何况是我们这些家里的人呢？
Verse 26，
二十六节。
Therefore, do not fear them.
所以不要怕他们。
Now look at this.
你看啊。
Why should we not fear them?
为什么不要怕他们？
For there is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known.
因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道。
What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim upon the housetops.
我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来；你们耳中所听见的，要在房上宣扬出来。
What he's saying?
他在说什么？
He's saying that if you tell the truth,
他说如果你说讲传讲真理，说实话的话，
they're going to malign you.
他们就会毁谤你。
They're going to slander you.
他们就会说坏话。
They're going to destroy your reputation.
他们会把你的名誉给毁掉。
But don't fear them.
但不要怕他们。
Because it's all going to come to light one day.
因为有一天什么都要水落石出的。
And the day of judgment.
那审判的日子。
All will know.
人人都会知道，都会曝光。
That you are the one who had the truth.
你是持有真理的人。
And that all that they said against you was a lie.
他们所说的一切坏话，一切毁谤都是谎言。
So don't live for this life, he says.
他说，所以不要为今生而活。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Tell the truth.
你要说实话。
Because on the day of judgment, it will all be revealed.
因为到了审判的日子，一切都会真相大白。
And then verse 28.
再看二十八节。
Do not fear those who kill the body.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
Now primarily he's talking about probably the Roman soldiers.
啊，最主要他可能是在讲罗马士兵啊。
The most powerful, vicious army.
这是全世界最强壮而且最残忍的一群军队。
Merciless.
他们
They would kill you just for fun.
他们是非常残忍残暴的，他们杀人就是好玩，就是
被杀。And they would kill you slowly.
他们会慢慢的折磨你到死。
Just to watch you suffer.
看你慢慢受苦。
And he says, "Don't fear them."
他说不要害怕他们。
Don't be scared of them.
不要怕。
What?
什么？
Don't be afraid of them.
不怕这些人，怕谁呀？
Well, who should I fear?
那我到底该怕谁呀？
He says, "Do not fear those." who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。
But rather fear him.
你要怕谁呢？
Fear God.
要怕神。
Who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
那能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，这样怕他。
Let's say I'm the most afraid man in this whole building.
譬如说我是这整个房子里头最胆小的。
I'm afraid even of the littlest girl.
我甚至小女孩我都怕。
And let's say that you bring a man this big.
譬如你拿一个像歌利亚一样的大巨人。
With muscles everywhere.
全身都是肌肉。
And you tell me.
你告诉我。
You gotta fight him.
你要跟他单挑。
And I start trembling.
我开始颤抖。
And I go, I can't.
我说我不能，我打不过他。
There's a way in which you can make me fight him.
但是你有一个方法使我能够跟他打仗。
You know how you do it?
你知道怎么挑起来？
You bring in another man.
你再带一个人来。
Who's twice as big as him?
比他还要大，高大两倍。
And you say you've got a choice.
你有个选择余地啊。
Fight this guy.
要不就打那个哥利亚。
Or fight that guy.
或者打那个大哥利亚。
I'm going to fight this guy.
我打小哥利亚。
I may be a coward.
我也许是个胆小鬼。
But if I got to make a choice, and I got to fight somebody.
那如果在这两者之间我要做个选择的话，我必须要打仗的话。
I'm fighting the little guy.
我要打那个小的。
All right.
好。
Now I'm going to show you how the weakest Christian can become strong.
现在我要让你看到最软弱的基督徒如何能够刚强起来。
It's with this passage.
就是这段经文啊。
Roman soldiers come in.
罗马的士兵来了。
Put a sword to my throat.
拿把刀搁在我的脖子上。
And they say, if you don't deny Christ,
你不否认基督的话，
we're going to whip you right here.
我马上把你。
Until your body is a mass of blood.
直到你浑身是血肉模糊。
And then we're going to kill you.
然后把你杀掉，把你活剥了。
Now, even though I'm afraid of them,
尽管我怕罗马士兵，
I look at them,
我看看他们，
say, go ahead,
我说请便，
kill me,
杀我吧，
because I gotta make a choice,
因为我必须要做个选择。
Be afraid of them,
我怕罗马士兵呢，
who can only kill my body,
他只能杀我的身体，
or be afraid of God,
或者怕神。
Who can kill my body and soul in hell?
他可以把我的身体跟灵魂都灭在地狱里。
I'm not getting out of here without a fight.
我不可能就那么跑了。
So I'm fighting the smaller group.
所以我宁可打那个小的敌人。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
A man who fears God,
一个敬畏神的人，
is not afraid of anyone else.
谁都不怕。
A man who kneels in the presence of God,
一个在神面前下跪的人，
will stand boldly in the presence of men,
可以站在任何人面前坦然无惧。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
It's not some strength of will that makes us strong.
不是我们自己的意志使我们刚强的过。
It's our knowledge of God.
乃是我们对神的知识和认识。
Now I want you to look.
好，我们看看。
And then he says this.
他说。
How can we be strong?
我们如何能够刚强起来？
How can we be confident and full of hope?
我们如何能够充满盼望，充满信心呢？
Verse 29.
二十九节。
Are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father?
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你的父不许一个也不能掉在地上。
A tiny little bird.
一小小的一只小麻雀。
It's not even worth one cent.
那不值一分钱。
God knows every feather on that bird.
神知道那个鸟身上的每一根毛。
He knows exactly where that bird is at all times.
他知道那只鸟什么任何时候飞到任何地方，他都晓得。
And nothing will happen to that bird apart from God's providence.
若不是神的允许和神的护理，那只鸟不能发生什么事。
And he said, "The very hairs of your head are all numbered."
他说你头上的头发都被数过了。
Every hair,
每一根毛。
Every molecule,
每一个分子。
Every atom,
每一个原子。
Every eyelash,
每一个眉毛。
Every pore in your skin.
你跟每个毛孔。
Every thought of your heart.
你心里的每个意念。
Every step.
你走的每一步。
And as we learned yesterday, He knows the words on your tongue even before you speak them.
正如我们昨天说的诗篇一百三十九篇，你还没有说出话，每一句话，他都知道你舌头上的话。
And then in 31.
还有三十一节，三十一节。
So do not fear.
所以不要惧怕。
You are more valuable than many sparrows.
你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊？
How valuable are you to him?
你对神而言是何等的宝贵。
If you're a Christian,
如果你是基督徒，
How valuable are you to him?
你对他有多么的贵重呢？
He gave his own son to purchase you.
他把他的爱子赐给你，为要救赎你。
Does he love you?
他爱你吗？
Yes.
当然。
Are you valuable to him?
你对他来说有价值吗？
He gave his own son for you.
他不惜他的独生子为你死。
Does he know your circumstances?
他知道你所遭遇的环境吗？
Everything.
他一清二楚。
And no one will be able to do anything to you apart from his permission.
若他不许，没有人能够伤你一根汗毛。
And if he does permit it,
如果他允许的话。
It is for your good,
是为了你的益处。
That through suffering you might be made into the image of Christ.
所以借着你的受苦，你可以更加效法基督的模样。
He knows everything.
他知道一切。
And this is a great blessing for the Christian.
这真是对基督徒而言一大祝福啊。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父啊，为你的话感恩。
And I pray, Lord, that you would use it for your glory.
父，求你用你的话为了你自己的荣耀。
And for the edification of your people.
也为了你百姓的建造。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.